This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
I'm just deciding where to begin. I can't even begin to, like, where do you begin? Where do you begin? Where do you start? Isn't it crazy? Just crazy.
Major League Baseball might have a season.
Yeah, with no fans.
Oh, you had to say it, didn't you?
Yeah. Yeah, and there'll be a state fair with no fairgoers or carnival either. Wow.
Where do you start?
Yeah, and I don't know. Everything's always easier after the fact. Hindsight is 20/20 has been one of my favorite sayings ever. Because really, hindsight's 20/20. Come on. I mean, you don't get a do-over. You know, it's easy. But I do think, I'm going to talk about where we are now and less about where we've come from, okay? When it comes to the response that the federal government, state government, city governments, everybody has undertaken on this, given the amount of issues that have come from congregate care, and by the way, the residents of congregate care have been, sadly, the targets of people who care for them all the time, love them very much, the staff. They're not out to do anything in the way of harm to these people, but we don't have the apparatus around them to say, should they be next to grandma or grandpa, brother or sister, anyone in congregate care? I mean, remember, we wouldn't even let them have family members come see them, right? That was abundance of precaution. To say we're going to protect them from any possible outside. But, you know, there was a story yesterday, I haven't heard the outcome of it yet, that Governor Burgum was asked about one particular nursing home or assisted living facility, senior care, that received tests on the 3rd of May and hadn't had the results back on the 11th of May. Well, what in the world good is that to anybody? You know, if in fact there'd been anybody that had been infected, they're now bringing that in. So here's my, this is my attempt at playing armchair quarterback. I am now putting on my hindsight 2020 glasses, and I'm going to say, this is what we should do based on what I know from all that. And that is, take the largest share of the resources related to COVID, and we have a lot of it, at $600 billion already deposited in the Bank of North Dakota, although we're taking $200 million of that out for a program, which I think is a good program, but it was designed to fill in the gaps from the feds at the state level. Not exactly sure filling in the gaps means taking the money from the feds to fill in the gaps, does it? I thought it meant using the resources we have at the Bank of North Dakota. Low interest loans, partnering with the banks. Anyway, that's another show, another day. But you take the lion's share of the money and you use it to put a bubble around every congregate care facility. And the bubble is simply this. You're going to protect those that are already there, obviously. And you're going to make sure nobody goes in unless they have been deemed to be without coronavirus. So do the easy things like the temperatures and everything else, but, you know, the test. Got to do the test. Because no symptoms isn't good enough to let you in. You're going to have no symptoms and still be spreading. In fact, what do they say, like 5 days worth. So, and then we don't have to cancel graduations, destroy the concert industry, you know, because at that point, people that have any potential in the way of a health risk, they don't go to graduation. Grandma watches it on TV. Closed circuit. And we focus the resources where it really, it looks to me like now is needed. I think what's happening here is more and more and more, we're having to do all this stuff. You know, graduation's got to be different. Cancel this, cancel that, whatever. Because we want to be very, very careful because those that are at most at risk need to be protected. I agree. Protect them. Where they are, where they live. It's time. I said this yesterday. I feel even more strongly about today. I'd welcome your opinions on whether you agree or disagree. My name is Scott Hennon. Todd the Radio God Mitchell is here. He's getting in trouble from Facebook now from posting those videos you wanted on Facebook. You got us in trouble. Todd, are the Facebook police showing up or what's happening?
I didn't realize that they decide what is accepted science.
Yeah. Yeah, well, it's because no different than...
No how different many different than the, things do the science communities not agree on? So
well,
how can
exactly.
you say accepted science when even science itself doesn't agree on everything?
Look, we can't agree on what's the best pair of tires to put on your car in winter, right? I mean, there's, you know, there's different opinions. There's different... I mean, it's ridiculous.
Right, so if I tell ridiculous. You that, no, you can't put brand X on, you have to put brand Y on, and every time you talk on the radio about how good brand X is, I gotta hang on a second here. I gotta hit this. Because you're wrong.
Crazy. Because it's crazy. Kevin, you finished that donut yet?
I did not. I'm savoring it.
You're savoring the donut? All right. He's got his cell phone in his ear. And he's got half a donut there. And other than that, he's raring to go.
I'm a multitasker,
yes,
baby.
Yes, you are, yeah. I finally come to the conclusion that I used to think I was like this gold standard multitasker, right? I can do a show and be listening to the caller and at the same time talking to him. And I finally figured out we think we're good multitaskers. We're multitasking, but we're doing none of it well. So that doesn't
matter. Yeah,
multitasker.
I'm eating my donut pretty well here.
Jack of all trades, master of none. You know, that's good.
There you go. There you go. The other thing I wanted to tell you here today, Daniel's taking your calls. By the way, you can call Bismarck Mandan 258-0550. Lincoln, we might even let you in, too. 258-0550 with no call. I mean, Fargo, Moorhead, West Fargo, 271-1100. Toll free from anywhere on the planet, 800-228-0550. Left the whole hour open this hour to talk about whatever you'd like to talk about. My little quest to reboot things here a little bit in the way of our COVID plan. Dr. Scott coming up with a plan. Dr. Fauci is going to be a punching bag before the Senate today. And I'm going to predict something. He's going to say something to Chuck Schumer or somebody that is going to be the big story all day about how he disagrees with the president. The president wants this and he wants that. And see, they don't listen to the doctor.
Mm-hmm.
They love this guy.
Oh, yeah.
They love just twisting him into knots to get him to say anything. So there's that today. Next hour, we're going to talk with the president of the North Dakota State Fair Board. And talk about the cancellation of the 2020 North Dakota State Fair. I've heard some more since yesterday that makes me think, I get it, I understand, but I still think there could be a plan B. And then drones, planes, and people. Tommy Kenville, Tom Sawyer, that's some great fun. We cover a lot of stuff there. Coming up before the end of the program. So stay tuned for all of that. I got to talk about the race card being used. I know it's so rare for the Democrats to use the race card, especially around an election, but they've dusted one off again. And I do want to get to that sad story in Georgia before we're done here as well. All right, let's see. We'll go Fargo, Minot, and I don't know yet on 4. I don't know yet on 5. So stay tuned. Let's see. Matt. No, Kenny in Fargo. Go. You're up on What's on Your Mind.
Good morning, Scott. Are we done talking about those ridiculous hands yet?
I tried to keep it to a minimum yesterday, but they're beating me up still on Facebook over it, just so you know. It's not going away.
It happens to all of us. I'm
Thanks
sorry.
For ripping off the Band-Aid on that one. I appreciate it.
I just came from rental, all right? Returned to garden tillers so I could plant my garden so for the next pandemic I'm not starving like I wasn't this year either. But there's another industry. I would stand there looking, going, boy, these guys, I bet they got really slammed with, you know, graduation, no chairs, tables, and all that stuff that they rent every year. And I said to the guy, I go, geez, I mean, you're just stuck with all this stuff. He looked at me, he goes, busiest year we've ever had. I said, you got to be kidding me. He goes, now people are saying, screw it. We're having graduation. They're having huge graduation parties. So I hope Monotone Doug is listening, that the people of the state are getting fed up with it.
What, Doug, did you say?
Monotone Doug.
Well, Monotone Doug, you're talking about
his...
About
as dry as listening to Hillary. I got to turn him off now. They can't take him anymore.
Oh, the speech, you're talking about the delivery of what he says, not what he says, how he says it. I got it.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Well, I would not blame any parent out there that says, we're going to have a party. And again, you can decide who goes to the party. You can decide how far the chairs away from each other, but have a party, for crying out loud.
Right.
Celebrate your graduate. And, now they're debating, okay, can the parents be at the graduation ceremonies? Maybe we could put them up in the rafters and the kids will be on the... It's insane. And it's all coming from Big Brother. I just don't like it. Thanks, Jim.
Our region has a deep tradition of supporting conservation, where we're taught to leave a place better off than we found it. We know that our land, our air, and our water are precious resources, which is why the coal industry has been nationally recognized for preserving, protecting, and enhancing our land by reclaiming more than 20,000 acres once mining is finished. That land is used to hunt, fish, and feed the world. That same resourcefulness that's used to reclaim land is now being put to use to capture non-toxic emissions, including carbon dioxide from power plants. Researchers at the University of North Dakota are working to explore geology to store the carbon dioxide safely deep underground, where it will stay permanently. This next generation technology will not only enhance our nation-leading clean air standards, but protect 15,000 good-paying jobs by using homegrown energy resources. Learn more at www.secureenergyfuture.org/CCUS.
A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken. That's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess. Working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch.
Command Center, this is Tierney Assault 1 reporting for duty.
Tierney Assault 1, your assigned mission for today is to erect the world's greatest symbol of freedom, the American flag display.
Affirmative, Command Center, initiating startup sequence. Command Center, all systems go. Tierney Assault 1, preparing for departure.
Tierney Assault 1, you are cleared for departure. Please exit towards freedom and independence and have a good day.
American-made flags and flagpoles installed by an American patriot. Call Jim at 701-571-FLAG or visit ndflagpoleguy.com today.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Yesterday on the program, we talked about a dust-up between some employees of the Vinyl Taco and the managers, the owners, I guess, the folks there. We've since found a few new things about that story that have been out there, one of which there was a group text among a bunch of people planning this. And we got to keep this quiet and go to the forum first so it gets in the paper first so they don't have time to respond and... you know. But looks like one of the folks in the group text said, I'm pretty sure if we say that safety, we can get more money per hour. And so it was all kind of a big coup d'etat. It didn't go so well, but it did get it in the paper. And you heard the Lance Thorson yesterday from JL Beers and Vinyl Taco talk about their concern, and he called it stage news. I asked Matt Von Panon from the Fargo Forum for a response, and he did respond. He said, after you alerted me to your morning conversation, I listened to the recording on your website. The fact that the restaurant workers told us of their plans to walk out before they told their employer does not make it staged news. We reached out to Vinyl Taco's managers and owners for comment and did not publish a story until we had comments from the manager. After Lance Thorson got back to us, the owner, we updated the story with his comments, too. As always, we tried to be fair and accurate. Now, mind you, Lance Thorson told us they have, at the forum, and have many times called the cell phone numbers of the owners when they had a question.
This time they used smoke signals on the top of the building.
And there were people...
Sorry.
The reporter was...
Tell they were just burning food.
The reporter was in on this with them, obviously, as well, because he's talking about them Thursday, Friday, and then Saturday, 7:53 in the morning, they call the owner. Folks, it's not the first time it's happened. That's how they roll. That's how they roll. That's why they have the reputation they do. I don't mean necessarily the Fargo Forum specifically. I actually think, as it comes to news in North Dakota, it's less about a bias or, you know, sort of the fake news thing or I hate Trump or whatever, and more... just not enough talent. Just, a really thin bench and resources pretty low, and so you can't possibly keep track of everything. You just sort of let them go. And they're more often liberal than not, but it isn't some big conspiracy. You know, it isn't that. It's just they've not been around the block. That's all. Hey, I before we do anything else, have to tell you that today might be the day that you want to head on over to PetroServe USA, our fine studio sponsor, and have one of the lunch specials today. We have four locations we've picked out. West Main Avenue in Fargo, where they have lasagna and garlic toast today. Valley City, exit 292, if you're traveling 94. Stop in for a hot beef sandwich or chicken pot pie. Meatball dinner in Harwood. Chef's Choice at 12th Avenue, North Fargo. Every PetroServe USA location, Bismarck, Mandan, all the way down Valley City, Castleton, into Minnesota, up to Bemidji, you know, Valley Dairies and Grand Forks, all of them within the sound of our voice. Great food, great stuff. 4 for $4 special is wonderful. Four items for $4, and one of them is a pizza and two awesome cookies, fresh baked. All of this is hometown food. Grab and go. But the 4 for $4 is the pizza, the soda, or the coffee, the two cookies, four items for $4. PetroServe USA, tell them Scott sent you. Janelle? Rochelle. Rochelle in Fargo. You're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead, Rochelle.
Hi, Scott. I'm calling about the whole vulnerable adults in the nursing home or group homes. I'm very disturbed. I'm a 40-year retired RN. I've done geriatric working all my life. That's all I've ever done. And back in 1987, when the Obra Law came out, the reason that came out was to protect the elderly, vulnerable adults because of abuse and neglect in nursing homes. And I happen to be the instructor that works through Fargo Public Schools at Alt Ed and taught over 2,000 students since 1987, as well as working in senior facilities. And I'm very aware that why that came about, and I did clinicals for all those, you know, 14 years solid in our local Fargo nursing homes. And over the years, there were times that there were shortages of the CNAs. And in those times when those staff were overworked and so on and so forth, we saw abuse even after the Obra Law. And after people were trained for the 75 hours and all of those things. And I know what it is to see a senior die by themselves and staff try to make up the difference. It's not possible. And watching all these seniors be to the point that now we're putting masks on them in the nursing homes to protect the staff that take care of them If somebody is in a nursing home and they have a staff member come into them, the staff has a mask on, the person has to put a mask on to try to protect who? And in the meantime, family are barred from coming in. They're told they can put their little hearts on the outside windows. It's one-way glass where they can't even look in and see their loved ones. We have got a mess on our hands, and it's time that somebody realizes that and says, you know what, we're really not protecting our elderly when there's 30 and 40 incidents within the facilities of staff and residents. This is a mess. We have a mess. We are not protecting our elderly. We are punishing them for their years of commitment to freedom. Many of these are veterans. They're people that have protected. I've heard families call in, and they're told, well, we're doing what we need to do to protect your loved ones. No, we're not. We're punishing them for the commitment and the love that they have given to us and the generations before us. And I guess I'm just really disturbed, and I think it's time that people realize what's really going on.
What should
we do? I've actually written letters.
What should we do?
And I haven't got any response from our government officials. They've been ignored. Oh. I'm really disturbed.
I don't like to hear that. Who have you written letters to and not been?
A governor. And, again, it was, again, like I said, I have worked from washing pots and pans in a nursing home when I was 15 to being a director of nursing in facilities in North Dakota. I've taught, like I said, thousands, 2,000 kids at least. I was a witness to abuse. I've called the Board of Nursing. I'm not trying to say all that, but, I mean, I've been immersed in elderly care for 40 years.
Now, tell me Rochelle, we said you're in charge. This is your baby. What's the first thing you do? What needs to be done?
I guess I would feel, you know, sunshine's really good for the elderly. We've got warm weather. Maybe at the least bringing them outside so they could see their loved ones at a distance, or designating one loved one for every senior so that, and them be tested if that's what needs to happen, but so that they can either get into, I had a gal that's got a mom, in the nursing home whose father is, you know, he's 60s, lives independently, totally in good health. The mom has MS. That gal on Sunday came to me, and I happen to be a pastor's wife as well, and she came to me and she said, will you just give me a hug? I want to go and storm the gates of the nursing home and demand to get in there. I don't know what to do. It's to the point that I feel like I'm almost going crazy, and she's not. She's a very, very...
And don't you think also that it would be advantageous to do 80% maybe of the resources we have statewide and put them just to congregate care and make sure that everybody that's coming in there is COVID-free. Test them all. I mean, really up that game a little bit. Hang on a second, if you would, Rochelle. I want to get some information from you, and we'll continue after this. Folks, don't go away.
We've got Brian in studio from Collins and Kronk, Raymond James.
Brian, I was visiting with my girlfriend the other day, and she's just a few years from retirement. She was wondering if she can still retire if there's a recession just around the corner.
This is why planning is so important. When Collins and Kronk does a financial plan for you, we look at several different scenarios. We consider the positives or the good times, as well as the bad. What if there is a recession? We do the math so we can answer your questions with confidence. We want to help you make smart decisions like when to retire or what investments to use.
Whether it's a recession or an economic boom, Collins & Kronk can help you make the right decisions. If you have $500,000 or more, call Collins & Kronk in Fargo today, 701-235-0119, 701-235-0119. Securities are offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services Advisors, Inc. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A major player on the White House Coronavirus Task Force is just getting ready to bring a warning to Capitol Hill. Dr. Anthony Fauci, the nation's top infectious disease specialist, is about to lay out for a Senate committee this morning some of the consequences of reopening economies too quickly after the coronavirus lockdowns. Fauci will testify remotely as he is self-quarantining after being in contact himself with a White House staffer who's tested positive for the virus.
The lockdown's leading another change in the entertainment schedule, as Disney is now going to release its recording of the hit Broadway musical Hamilton this summer, a year earlier than planned. Disney chief exec Robert Iger on Good Morning America.
In these times, to tell a story of people uniting together against forces of adversity, I think is quite relevant and actually quite important.
USA Radio News.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
On Your Mind, brought to you in part by our friends at MyPillow. Mike Lindell and his team have been busy making masks, you know, and not selling them. No, that's what they do. They sell things, but not the masks, because they wanted to help. They said, let's do this. So converted most of their plant to making masks and are shipping them everywhere right now. I'm not kidding you. That's why we love MyPillow and their great products. And you know what? The book. Everything about the MyPillow story and how Mike Lindell went from crack addict to CEO. How could that happen? It's all in the book. You can get that as well at MyPillow.com. If you buy the book, they send you a $25 gift certificate as well. So that's kind of a nice little treat. Hand towels, bath towels, washcloths in that six-piece set that are unbelievable in all kinds of colors. White stone, mineral gray, ocean blue, royal purple. Buy one, get one right now. Same thing on all the pillows. Go to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code SCOTT at checkout. You click the radio listener specials or call 800-506-9028. Matt in Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Hey, Scott. I'll admit, I found that last call to be a bit confusing. If we're punishing, I mean, we need to look at the vastly disproportionate deaths occurring to that population. And with her experience, the only suggestion was to increase exposure by bringing more people in. That just, I don't know, that didn't make a lot of sense to me. I guess your suggestion about if you're going to do that, doing more testing seems to make a little more sense. But I'm not sure our first response to the high death rate for those folks is by letting more people into nursing homes.
Well, I think I don't know that we got all of her story on how she was suggesting that. I did ask her to forward those letters so we could follow up and see who she's, you know, put her ideas before. I mean, I give her credit. She's an RN who cares, right? And she's seen people die, so she's saying, I think it should be done different, and I'm going to hear her out. I happen to think that, you know, the way you allow family members in, or you allow, you know, people around them, is to have everybody tested, you know, and then they could have more of that. I do think we have to do it different. I don't know how. We'll leave that to the experts or the press.
I agree with that. And I think the thing is, we have enough data now to show the trends of where infections are, what's happening, so we can tailor that exactly what you're suggesting. You know, for me, but here's what I tell people. I myself, for the reasons that last caller talked about the need for staffing and all that kind of stuff, I added a part-time thing, adding some shifts a month at a group home, helping out. And my wife does the same thing at a nursing facility. And there are the most stringent requirements for testing, temperature checks. Where have you been? Where are you going? All the things that are so, and you can go to the Department of Health website and it shows you what's required. So the fact that despite all of that, that it's the infections that can happen and they're so devastating in nursing homes. The thing I tell other people when they're advocating longer lockdowns of general public, if we can't protect those people with those types of steps that are so above and beyond anything you're going to encounter in the general public, how do you think that you're going to actually prevent every single case, every single death? Because that's really what things have progressed to, not flattening the curve, not protecting healthcare utilization, but freaking out over any single case number that comes up. And I'm just waiting for one journalist at Governor Burgum's press conference when we talk about how many other additional cases we believe to be out there, and as showing the need for the antibody testing to see who's got it and cleared it. Aren't those cases that we know are out there that never went into the hospital, indeed never even went to their doctor, aren't those exactly the kind of cases that if we're going to get to herd immunity, isn't that exactly what needs to happen? We need to face facts. Unless we're going to go into a bunker, which, as we're seeing with long-term care, is not effective anyway, we're not going to be able to avoid having some level of case number going on. And I think North Dakota's 3% figure, the fact that Governor Burgum continues to take criticism with what they've been able to do here is astonishing to me. And keep in mind, Governor Cuomo is a rock star. First, by what measure, I do not know, but he required in New York nursing homes take coronavirus positive patients out of some warped sense of fairness. So I don't know how people evaluate these things, but there is no level of risk that is zero in this. There just isn't. So we got to live with something.
I agree with you, by the way, on Governor Burgum. Somebody earlier called and talked about him being hard to listen to, being monotone or whatever, but that's whatever. You know, it's like you could wear your hair a little different. I think his actual leaders. I mean, look at that. What was yesterday's testing? We did 2,200 tests, and the positives were 1.3%.
Yeah, the value of that. Now, obviously, the PCR test has limitations because it's a snapshot in time. But what I think they're doing fantastic with is they're doing it continually on various samples from around the state, and they're aggregating that data, and they can see, well, the overall infection rates are consistent, right? So at various snapshots in time, continually, that overall positive rate remains steady. And I think they're using the tools that they have at the best. And I'll tell you, I watch Minnesota, North Dakota, South Dakota. I get the email updates from the state of New York. The website for North Dakota Department of Health, what they've done in their social media, it might be the best in the nation, hands down. And I look at a ton of it. It's easy to find exactly what you're looking for. The data they're using is some of the most generous in projecting out. I know some states are much more sticky about privacy, so they don't give you a lot of the granular information that North Dakota does. I just found that they're, tell me a governor that would switch places, that wouldn't want to switch places with what's going on in North Dakota.
100% agree with you. 100% agree with you. And it's easy in times like this to get a little nitpicky and think this isn't just exactly perfect, this isn't anything else. But no, but my point is he's done such a good job. We have a very good snapshot where the most of North Dakota's at. The problem's Cass County. It's Cass County's the problem. Nothing else is anywhere near that. So, Red River Valley Task Force, go to work. Clamp down, pivot, take a lot of those resources and put it around, vulnerable populations. I mean, that's where we need to go.
About Minnesota, I do think, too, watching what Governor Walz has been talking about over time, about even the need for regional differences and things like that, I think if he could figure out a way to allow outstate counties to do something different without Anoka, Ramsey, and Hennepin losing their mind and revolting.
Big time. Big time.
I think he would do it, but I don't think they've figured out a way to do it.
No, well, they're incapable of it, Minnesota. It's just they're in a seven-county bubble, and they don't – I mean, western Minnesota is Minnetonka. It's really sad because they can talk a good talk. Oh, I was a teacher there. I was out there. Whatever. It's horrible. They're incapable of it. You know what? Tim Walz, you watch. Tim Walz is going to be damaged forever politically because of it. He may have a few votes in the seven county area, but it's ridiculous. We have Jason Lewis on Thursday, 2 days from now, on the program to talk more about this. Appreciate the call, Matt. Well said. I just looked some numbers here. We're number two in testing per capita in North Dakota. We passed New York now on that. 3.2% positive test rate. That's the number five spot in the country. And the recovered had it now better. Yellow line I'm looking at here, trending above and away from the declining actives, green line. So that's really good. We've tested more per capita than New York, Massachusetts, New Jersey, and those are the places with the hot national outbreaks. And therein lies the value of someone like Governor Doug Burgum, who doesn't look at this as a government job. He looks at this as a problem that needs solving. And he marshals the forces to do it and stays on them until they do it and drives the data. We all benefit from that, for sure. Let's go to Minot. Brad, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Brad.
Yeah, good morning. I got an interesting perspective on this. I agree with some of both of the prior callers. What the first caller was referring to is we're really not protecting these people, yet we've deprived these elderly folks of companionship. My father went into the nursing home the very day that this all started with the lockdowns, and to this day we have never been able to see him. We don't know what conditions he's living under. He's an Alzheimer's patient, so just put yourself in his shoes. He's a veteran in his, you know, mid-80s, and here he's left to, in his wind down of life, alone, totally alone. And we're sitting here wondering, I mean, I'm hoping they're giving him good care, but we have no idea. And so I'm with you 100% that we need to move. If that's their vulnerable population, move the testing, I mean, big time. But do what you said. Maybe test one family member, you know, with the instant test right before you go in, and then you got to wait your 15 minutes or however long it takes, and allow them to go in and see. There's got to be some way to have that family connection anymore, both for the benefit of those still living and also for the benefit of the elderly patient. It's not fair to them to be, I mean, he's old, he's confused, and then in his mind, his family has abandoned him, which, of course, we haven't. We can't get in.
It's a really
bad situation.
It's sad. It's sad beyond words. There has to be a way. There does, Brad. Well said. Appreciate the call. Keep us updated, by the way. Texter says, I so disagree with you. My dad is 87, recently widowed, lives alone, borderline COPD, very active. If we open things up like you want, I won't be able to visit him for very long, maybe a year or longer. His very life could be in danger. This thing will go on and on. If we open up now, all that we've done until now will be in vain and people will die that wouldn't have. We need to use our heads and listen to the wisdom of the professionals. People need to see this for what it really is and quit being so fickle. Is a graduation party really that important that someone needs to die so that someone can have a piece of cake? What a great lesson we could teach our graduates on what is important and what should be our priorities. There's a senior living facility in Bismarck. Everyone was tested, 7 cases positive, 5 staff and 2 residents, but none of them had any symptoms. Well, exactly right. That's why you test there. And if you do that, anybody that goes in to see your 97-year-old father is not going to infect them. So you can do both. Can't you, folks? Can't you? I mean, I'm not a medical expert, and I'm not trying to play one on the radio. I'm just trying to apply some common sense here to say, number one, as of North Dakota, unbelievable. We're crushing it everywhere except Cass County. All right? A lot of people in Cass County, so that's part of the problem. Fix it. Take the resources, put it there, and hyper-focus those statewide on putting that bubble. Everybody in's tested. Everybody, we got to be able to do this. We got to be able to do this. I don't know why we can't do both. I really don't. Tell me why. Tom in West Fargo is going to join us. He's next in line. Conrad in Bismarck, Joe in Bismarck, Pat in Bismarck. Call now.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and a wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mixes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mixes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com. Your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
North Dakota is building stronger communities by uniting landowners and county officials and supporting more wind power for the prairie. 29 counties are seeing wind energy enhance their schools, roads, and emergency response teams. Landowners support harnessing wind to provide consistent income for 25 years. Together, we can build a better tomorrow with good jobs and stronger communities and keep our electricity rates among the lowest in the country. Paid for by North Dakotans for comprehensive energy solutions.
Ryan Wiege is with us from Red Trail Energy in Richardton, North Dakota.
We produce 64 million gallons of ethanol annually. Now, in order to do that, you know, we procure about 23 million bushels of corn annually, and 98% of that is bought directly off the farm across 32 counties in North Dakota, in northwestern South Dakota, eastern Montana. So that in itself, obviously, is a huge economic impact, you know, for the agriculture community out here. It's nice to know that part of the tax revenue that we generate here, especially for the city of Richardton, you know, they just finished building a new school, and knowing that part of our tax dollars helped aid in that construction of a new school is a pretty good feeling for us here at Red Trail.
Why should North Dakotans use ethanol?
I truly believe ethanol is a much better product than it gets credit for. It's a high-octane fuel. It reduces our greenhouse gas emissions drastically. When you're putting ethanol in your vehicle, you're more likely either supporting yourself or somebody you know within the agricultural community.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at gcnfreecbd.com. That's gcnfreecbd.com. Again, gcnfreecbd.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
This is for all you sophisticated ladies out there.
Brought to you in part by our friends at AK Thompson and Sons. Everybody's thinking about what's in the air right now as a result of what we've just lived through. And maybe that's okay. You know, maybe you need that time to say, I guess I didn't even think about it. And now I do, because sometimes bugs come along that are, you know, a little troublesome, right? Our friends at H.A. Thompson & Sons have some products for you that can prevent airborne viruses, including coronavirus, from spreading in your home or your business. And so if you just want to go above and beyond, maybe a little hypersensitive to viruses and their spread throughout the world, especially coronavirus, hey, Indoor air quality is yours with the help of the good folks at H.A. Thompson & Sons. Check out their website, hatandsons.com. Tom in West Fargo, you're next. Go ahead.
I did check with your call screener, and he said it was probably okay. This was off the subject, but I was just following up with you on Mike Lindell. He's got his book out, and he's advertising on Fox Business. So I just wanted to say, what are the odds? Or it's out there, and there's a promo code, too. I was just following up with you on Mike Lindell.
What are the odds for what?
His book. What are the odds? That's the name of his book.
Oh, right. Yeah, no, I knew that because I've been actually talking about that book for better part of a couple months. So are you asking for the book, you mean?
Oh, no. I was just saying that he's got his own ad out on Fox Business, and he's advertising on Fox Business. I thought that was really pretty cool.
I mean, this guy's an advertising juggernaut. He's amazing. I also love that I think the commercial you're talking about is one that I've seen that we don't have a version of on radio, but it's him sitting down and kind of going through the book and telling the story. Is that the one you're talking about?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, it's excellent. You're right, Tom. It's a very good commercial because it's real. It's his story. Yeah. So, no.
No, I don't. And I'm going to get it. I just wanted to make sure people were aware. I knew you'd been talking about it, but this is the first time I'd seen it on TV. So.
Well, yeah. No, it's you're right. It's new on TV that they're promoting it. I will. We got to see if he'll come up and do a book signing. He's
great
come up before. He was in Bismarck at least once with Senator Kramer, maybe twice. We'll see if we can get him back up now that the book's out. Appreciate the call. Thank you. Conrad in Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
This guy here, we had him look at our singles, and we're going to get an estimate.
You're going to get an estimate on what, Conrad?
Hi.
How are you?
First time caller.
Well, God bless you. I sound like you're getting an estimate on something. I want a shot. What can I do for you? What do you need?
Yeah, I'd just like to say Bismarck, man, Dan, that's a great job on their bike trail. And I've biked all the trails. I even biked up to Harmon Lake. They have a bike trail up there even. And there's one stretch there right before Bismarck Expressway in Mandan that should be repaired because it's really rough.
Okay, so this is the bike trail, it's a rough patch, and it's the best way to describe the location again is what?
Right before the Bismarck Expressway Bridge in Mandan.
Got it.
But all the other trails are fine. They're still really good. They keep it up real nice.
Well, Todd has friends in high places, so he's right now texting the Mandan Park Board and asking what the scoop is. So, Conrad, keep listening. We'll see if we can get that fixed by the next time you're on the trail, okay?
Oh, okay. That's great.
Call again, sir. Appreciate it very much. Todd, can you meet that?
I wanted to find out what the estimate was we were getting, though.
I did too, but he clearly didn't want to tell me. So
we
tried.
Wanted a shot here, you know.
I tried. Pat and Bismarck.
We might have done better. You don't
exactly.
Know.
Exactly. I always want a shot at everything.
Exactly.
Pat, go ahead. You're next on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, just a couple comments here. I noticed that houses are getting bigger, families are getting smaller, yet there's no room for grandma and grandpa. Send them out to the home. Forget about them. And I've been up to them homes several times, and those kids, they're just not around. I think they'd rather give their time to their pets than their grandma and grandpa. And it's just a sad situation.
Well, you know, and I had I've talked about it before in the air, but my mom had dementia. And, you know, we had an extra bedroom, and my wife actually was the first one to say, you know, should we think about this? But of course, we're gone all day, right? And then she has dementia, so does she walk out? And I remember where, you know, I mean, it's not easy in every case. Now, I take your point. I think we have gotten bigger and bigger houses and having less and less kids, and it just becomes a thing that you get long-term care insurance and you go there if you need to, but that ought not be the first choice, because you don't want your lifestyle to change, but sometimes it's for legitimate reasons that you really need professionals caring for your loved one, don't you think, Pat?
Well, my mother, she's 92, and she's got dementia. And one of her nieces takes care of her right in her own home. And she does it cheaper than she could ever get it done at one of these homes for the, you know, these type of people.
There's a special place in heaven for that niece. And others as well. And I think it is wonderful. Absolutely wonderful. I know my buddy Enoch Thorsgaard has passed away now. You know, his wife was failing even a little ahead of him. And they had, you know, family members that would stay right there, come and take care of everything. It's just phenomenal to me. But that is definitely the way. I think you've given everybody some food for thought today, Pat. No question about it. Appreciate the call. More coming up. Joe, we'll get to you.
Cuyahoga Chamber of Commerce is proud to sponsor programming on AM 1090 KTGO 92.7 FM. Cuyahoga is an active community that offers great activities for families like Freedom Fest, Drone Camp for Kids, Robot Camp for Kids, Farm Festival, and Pumpkin Fest. We have a vibrant downtown Main Street and a brand new community center with new library, indoor play area, and outdoor ice skating rink. Cuyahoga's average yearly household income is over $73,000 a year and supports nearly 140 businesses. We welcome new businesses and industries with active community groups that support business environment. Cuyahoga is a driver of innovation and local education with technologies like drones, 3D printers, electronics, coding opportunities to prepare students for success well into the 21st century. If you're looking for opportunity, please visit us in Cuyahoga and experience a different point of view. Or for more information, visit www.cuyahogand.org. That's cuyahogand.org. We want you to consider Cuyahoga, North Dakota for your business or a place to raise your family and realize your dreams.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But where can you find it? Online at 2020safe.net. The highest quality hand sanitizer that destroys microorganisms and prevents transmission of pathogens. Now available in a 1-liter bottle with a bonus at 2020safe.net. When you order a 1-liter bottle of our high-quality hand sanitizer, you'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free by using code GCN at checkout. 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. From germ-zapping hand sanitizer to immune-building nutraceuticals to natural stress, anxiety, and sleep aids, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net, that's 2020safe.net, to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your bonus free 30-count bottle of immune booster. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.